This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Pennelli.
Today's our turn. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. John Stattmiller is joining us. Welcome, John Stattmiller.
Good morning.
Good morning, John Stattmiller. So you're in Texas. And let me just, for those new to our broadcast classroom, you've been broadcasting for decades. Can you tell us about how many years that is?
First of all, I want to discover the reason why you start your broadcast laughing. The only other person I've ever known to do this was Dick Clark on the $10,000 pyramid. And people always wondered when he was walking out on stage what he was actually laughing at.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, Dick Clark and I went to the same university. No, we did. It's literally. Yes, literally, Dick Clark and I went to the same university.
You're kidding. I just pulled that off the wall, and I didn't know that that was thick. I mean, my goodness, that's mm-hmm. impressive.
Yeah, so the reason is I am delighted to be broadcasting 5 days a week. I really am. I can't believe that Genesis, you on Republic Broadcasting Network, and Sam Bushman on Liberty News Network, and all of our affiliates throughout the states. By the way, we just got a new affiliate in Utah. It just happened within the last couple of days. And our affiliates in AM and FM and satellite and YouTube, all the people who listen and participate in this, I can't believe, that I'm flattered and I'm honored. So
yeah, I have no idea why I'm not on Genesis. I mean,
You want me to talk to somebody? You want me to talk to somebody?
Well, I kind of had the same problem. You said your producer's name was John. Everybody wants anonymity anymore. I asked the producer this morning, I said, what's your name? He says, I'm the producer.
Well, he told me his name.
He does your show every day. See, I'm just the guest. You see how that is. Yeah.
Well, his name's
Peter. Right.
You know what it is? I think these guys, when they produce shows, sometimes the shows have some content that might generate a lot of phone calls that aren't directed toward the engineers that aren't.
No, I'm no longer on the network anymore. They wouldn't be getting those kind of calls. For some reason, Vince. I mean, I've been doing this now for 23 years, and the other day I was just figuring out, people are proud of the fact, this is my 600th show or whatever the case may be. And on the minimum, and I mean the absolute minimum, I've done over 6,000 shows.
Mm-hmm.
And many others, guesting and doing whatever and making videos and all that other stuff. And it's amazing that I'm still sane. I'm still on this side of green grass after all these years, because I'm not one of these guys. I'm not a shock jock. I don't go out there and get people unnecessarily ruffled. I present the information, unlike some talk show hosts do, that it's just over the top, and by the end of the broadcast, you feel like you either want to commit Harry Carey, or jump in the car and get to the nearest port, take a ship, get out of the country, or whatever else. I've never been like that. I'm not a shock jock for the sake of garnering attention. And I've been just slowly plugging away at this for better than two decades. Good news is things are starting to come to an attentive head, and I'll explain that later. But as you've noticed, Vince, things are getting so much worse in this country. And this is not by accident. You know, several years ago, I was encouraged. You know, with all that we see going on around us, just all the breakdowns, the infrastructure, the banking failures, societal upheavals, all of this. I was told that, you know what, you need to take the accidental view of history. In other words, these are just events that have happened and spurred other events, and it's confusing, it's confounding, but you know, you need to calm down. A lot of this is not a planned agenda. Now, which leads us to the conspiracy theories. You know, the people that 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago were calling us conspiracy theorists, they're now starting to whisper behind closed doors, it looks like they were right. Mm-hmm. So we've taken a lot of heat over the years for being out there. But people that sit around and listen to the managed news that's owned by 6 corporations in this country, look at it this way. Vince, we're in a protected zone here. The America is exceptional. We've got this exceptionalism going on. We are the biggest, brightest, baddest on the face of the planet. And I guess that's why so many people hate us. They don't admire us anymore. They don't envy us. They just hate us. So necessarily, to protect the psyche of the American people, I mean, this is a very vulnerable stage that we're in. We have to be managed and massaged and told everything is okay. We're here from the government and we're here to help. Don't worry about a thing. Well, you know, for those Vince out there that have had that attitude, and there's something that they've missed here, a big part of what they've missed is you and I and the listeners to this broadcast. We are the government. We elect representatives to best suit our constitutional republic and how best to do, quote unquote, the business of governing. Well, we don't have statesmen anymore. We have politicians. We have sellouts. We have people that will do or say anything to maintain a status or a job or a seat in Congress or the Senate. It is the corruption level in this country, Vince, has gotten so bad that people are just turning off their regular news channels. And fortunately for us, or unfortunately, depends on how you look at this, more and more people are turning to the alternative. Well, as you, my friend, and you know, I'm going to get you back for this one. You are the one that called me the godfather of alternative media. I would have preferred that you said grandfather. Because that suggests, you know, maturity and a little age and you're seasoned and you've been doing it for... No. You came out and called me the godfather of alternative media. And you know, I will admit that that is true, but the reason I did it is because I've seen what the media has turned into in this country. So it's important that networks such as Genesis, Republic Broadcasting, there have been... Geez, let me see, I would say 20 to 22 networks, both big and small, that have gone dark in the last 24 months. So there's not very many of them out there left. And I don't have, I'm not like Genesis, I don't have multi-birds, I don't have, you know, 100 different hosts. We keep this very razor thin so we can support the thing, pay the bills. And we're very incisive on the kind of information that we want to put out. While all that other information is good, when you don't have deep, deep pockets, well, you got to be careful on how you spend your money and your infrastructure. And that message is, well, we're coming up on our 12th anniversary this June. And it's cost me a little over $3 million to do this. You've been to my house. I'm not in the Taj Mahal, that's for sure. And I've done everything that I possibly can to keep this network going. Because we're now coming to a stage that people may not even be aware of us yet. But we're going to be there and we're going to be ready. And we've got the experience, we've got the knowledge, we've been doing this for a very long time. We're not prognosticators and we don't have crystal balls. But we do know the agendas and we do know the eventual end game scenarios. So it's becoming easier and easier for us just to take the little pieces of that puzzle. Oh, here's one. Let me put it there. Okay, the picture is getting clear. It is to our advantage. I don't know about you, though. You would probably be preferring to be riding on your tractor right now, feeding your cows or fixing some fences or doing farm stuff. I myself am a night owl. I prefer to be sleeping right now, but that's okay. You know, if your show was on at 5 in the morning, Vince, I'd come on and I'd do it.
I really appreciate that, John. And, you know, what we're talking about is there are a bunch of us in the alternative media who are sharing our experiences and telling it as we see it and releasing the facts as we uncover them for the benefit of those who don't have the time to ferret them out for themselves. But as part of what we do, as part of what you've taught me to do over a couple decades, is to share that information, that we've learned with others so that they can control their own destiny as best as possible. And what we're seeing, John, is the decline of our society because we're outnumbered. We are literally outnumbered by mindless people who are zoned out. And I can give you some proof of that. One of the things I want to talk about was this experience with the hospital. And it ties together a lot of my observations. One of my observations is that we in the United States have become careless. We've become inattentive to things around us, our surroundings. We will get behind the wheel of an automobile or a truck, and we will transport ourselves from point A to point B and not necessarily remember the trip. And that's because of things that we're doing in the vehicles, like texting, like talking on the cell phones, while we're operating a piece of machinery at 55, 65, 70 miles an hour that's capable of mowing down lots of people and causing lots of death and destruction.
Well,
we come back, I'll talk a little bit about what I've seen recently in that regard. John Statmiller's with us. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF past F53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les, I'm delighted to be broadcasting today with John Stettmiller, the owner of Republic Broadcasting Network. And, John, we were talking about not paying attention, being careless. And here's a story I have to prove it. Thanksgiving Day, we had lunch with the family. Our children were here. My mom, Mrs. Finelli, and I. And we were in the kitchen having a traditional-type Thanksgiving lunch. And my mom started shaking, and she got sick, and she was she showed some very, very serious symptoms. She became disoriented. She was violently shaking. And I decided that this was so serious, we had one person called Dr. Norman Shealy, who's a personal family friend, medical doctor. And I was on the phone with Mercy's Hospital in Springfield, Missouri, the emergency room, to find out what we needed to do and grease the skids so that we could get into their system as quickly as possible. My mom is a patient of a doctor at Mercy Hospital. I am. My wife is. My mom is. We all are. The entire family. So it's not like we're unknown. And I'll tell you the story about that phone call in a minute. But in terms of being zoned out and not paying attention to things, ultimately we got in the car. And our son sat in the back seat next to my mom because she was violently throwing up. She was shaking. She was shivering. And she was not able to pay attention to what was going on. She was really, really sick, violently sick. I thought we were going to lose her in the car. Well, you have taken the trip that I took on the roads that I took. We took the back roads to get on Interstate 44, and we exceeded the speed limit. There's no question about it. I had the bright lights on. I had the flashers on. And what I noticed was no one on that 50 to 60 mile drive yielded to us. No one, not one single person. And what I'm saying is the people on the back roads, if they were going to pull out and they saw us coming with lights on and flashers on, they just pulled out in front of us anyway. They didn't give us the benefit of the doubt. They didn't yield. When we got on the interstate, I was exceeding the speed limit, and there was not a lot of traffic on the interstate. And I stayed in the slow lane, and when I approached someone from behind in the slow lane, I would pass into the fast lane and then get back into the slow lane. And what I noticed was, even though I had the lights on, even though I was flashing the lights, the emergency flashers plus flashing the headlights, high beams, low beams, that kind of thing, to let people know I was coming through, no one even looked as I passed them. As I went from the slow lane to pass them into the fast lane, no one even noticed and looked over to the left to see me pass them, to see what was going on. What I'm saying is they were oblivious. Every single driver was oblivious to me passing them. That means that they are not paying attention. And when we got into Springfield, the same thing. Lights on. Flashing lights, no one yielded to us for the entire 50 to 60 mile trip. And it was an emergency. It was literally an emergency. So what I'm saying is we are careless and we are inattentive. Now, I don't know exactly all the things that we're doing behind the wheel, but I look in my rearview mirror frequently. I look left, I look right, I look forward. As the captain of that vehicle, I am paying attention. I am not distracted by games going on, you know, I am not texting, I'm not reading the newspaper, unlike Caitlin, I am not putting makeup on, I am paying attention, because it's my duty and my responsibility, but I'm saying that I don't see everyone doing that. Oh. Another proof of that is you've seen our son's truck. Yeah. It's a big Dodge Cummins turbo diesel, it's loud, it's noisy, that it came that way from the factory, loud and noisy. Well, he was in traffic in Springfield, and a guy crashed into the back of him. Did $3,000 worth of damage. Just crashed into the back of him. And he said he was adjusting his glasses. He was adjusting his glasses and crashed into the back of our son. Did $3,000 worth of damage to he had this little van, and he crashed into our 3/4-ton pickup truck and did $3,000 worth of damage to us. It's amazing. You know, within a month, there are three crashes that I know about with people whom I know. One guy's truck was parked. The guy crashed into it. That's pretty hard to do. Another one was in the Walmart parking lot waiting for a parking space, and a woman backs into her. These are people I know. I'm saying we are not paying attention. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, John Stettmiller is with us, and we're talking about carelessness and not paying attention. And I think those are two things that are pretty serious that are everywhere in this country. John, are you seeing the same kinds of things in your neck of the woods in Texas that I'm seeing here in Missouri?
Well, I sold a motorcycle a couple of years ago, and it's probably a good thing that I did, because it's just not distracted drivers. We've got a lot of foreigners now in the country that come from places that, their traffic patterns and their road sociability, let's call it, are not exactly the same. Just for instance, last night I was coming back from the office, just did my program, and I had a little Indian woman that saw me coming down the road, and I had my lights on because obviously it's dark at 6 p.m. Central Time. And I see her coming out of the side street, and she slows down. It looks like she's going to stop. Well, I'm, you know, maybe 100 yards from her, and she decides she's looking right at me, and she pulls out anyhow. And I had to do a little nifty driving to avoid a collision. But, yeah, the only time that people really pay attention, as I mentioned, I had a motorcycle. I sold it for the reasons I needed the money for the network. But it's probably a good thing I sold it, because in the very same stretch of road I've had half a dozen times, people just pull right out in front of you. And if you're on a motorcycle, obviously you have less protection. You can stop a little bit quicker, but you get into a situation that you don't have a whole lot of wiggle room, chances are you're going to be hitting something that's going to be unyielding, like a car or a lamppost or a curb or something. So, yeah, I agree with that. People, Vince, I think it's the overall mental health, if I can go that far, of people in this country. They have been haggard. They have been worried. They have been scared. They have been pulled aside in faith and faith in the institutions, faith in government. I mean, it's just all falling apart. And we're really talking here about infrastructure failure. You know, we built a pretty good country in the inside of a couple hundred years from sea to shining sea in this country. And it takes a lot to keep a country like this going. While our infrastructure is crumbling, the financial system is on life support. They're still doing the quantitative easing, and everybody's debating how long that's going to go on. Well, they've painted themselves in a corner, and they know doggone right well they stop those payments to Wall Street, the economy collapses. So there is a lot of distraction, and here's the key to this. Vince, a lot of people don't understand what's going on inside their own heads, why they're feeling so uncomfortable, why they're feeling so distracted or angry or, you know, any other range of emotions out there. They just don't understand the source of it and how it's affecting them.
I was talking with one of our instructors, Roy Birdsong. And Roy Birdsong owns a store in Springfield, Missouri. It's called Choose Your Own Wireless. He has a cell phone and accessories type store. It's a brick and mortar store. And a lot of our faculty and class members go patronize Roy Birdsong, and it's a hangout. So I called him yesterday, and he was able to call, or he called me back, and we were chatting. And I said, Roy, I'm not asking you about your commerce, but and your business, but your peers, what are they saying about Black Friday? Now, there's a reason why I'm talking about this. He said that he happened to be at the Chinese Factory Outlet, which is also known as Walmart, and he said there was a long line at customer service. And he asked the gal behind the counter, what's up with this long line? What are these people doing? And she said, they are returning. They are returning products that they bought. So what has happened is on Black Friday, it appears that a lot of people bought things that they decided that they could get at a lower price online, a lower price someplace else, or that they couldn't afford them, or that they didn't want them. And that's what was happening. So we have been marketed to death by the establishment, by the mainstream media, buy, 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 hurry, hurry, hurry. And then you see these images on the internet of a pallet of vegetable steamers being released for purchase. And then one woman does a swan dive because she wants them all, or most. And these are vegetable steamers. Something that is nice to have, probably, but is it an absolute necessity? No. And how many do you need? Do you have 10 friends that need them? 5 friends that need them? Or do you just want them because of greed that you've been programmed?
Now you've hit it, Vince. You know, there's a reason why Madison Avenue is right next to Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
We have been raised as a nation of consumers. Consume, consume, consume. And how much stuff do you need? Now, you've recently done something that I did not agree with. You got rid of your cell phone.
Yeah, and you called me and said, hey, I've been trying to call you.
Cell phones, I mean, that is something that just about everybody has now, but you decided to get rid of yours. And for a couple of different reasons, and one of which, the trackable and traceability of you got your cell phone, they know where you are at. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a high-profile guy. I would prefer that they know where I'm at, so they don't, you know, cook up a little scheme here that I'm some kind of jihadist or I've been, you know, nuzzling up to the Muslims or something like that. So, you know, that doesn't bother me. I have very little paranoia of people watching me or listening or reading my emails or whatever. Basically, I don't care because we're not the ones that have anything to hide. We're the ones that have come out, and we're asking everybody else to quit hiding. But
well,
yeah.
there's another reason, John, for me, in addition to the spying and the electromagnetic radiation and the belief that I have that cell phones cause cancer, and you know, the evidence is starting to appear more and more about brain cancer. But there's another reason. In addition to the tracking and the cameras being turned on and off and recording ad infinitum and the audio being recorded ad infinitum. You know, I go out on the tractor, and sometimes I'm by myself. And you hear stories about people who are outspoken who have farming accidents. Tractors run over them. Huh?
Jim Trafficked?
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very, very careful. And so, I mean, I'm extremely careful on our equipment. I know what it can do. I know what it's capable of doing. I know how dangerous, you know, this equipment can be. So I take all the precautions. I'm very slow and methodical. I do my very, very best not to go out as it's starting to get dark, because even though I know the farm intimately, and I know where some of the little dips are and some of the bumps, and I still don't want to be out there when it's dark and I can't see, you know, to the best of my ability. I don't want to turn the tractor over on me, nor do I want to hurt any animals that have gone to bed. I don't, you know, for the night. I don't want to do that. But taking all that into consideration, I don't want people to know where I am and them have a hunting accident and shoot what they thought was a deer, but no, it was me. Now, I don't want that to happen because I live in the middle of nowhere, as you know.
By the way, a lot of people don't know this about you, Ben. You are a disgustingly safe driver. You know, I could not imagine being in that car when you were taking your mom to the hospital. Because that had to have been absolutely just nerve-grating for you. You have a tendency to drive the speed limit, maybe a little bit under. I'm a careful driver too, but I drive at Mach 3 with my hair on fire. But I never put anybody in any position that because I need or I want or I have to get there a little bit faster than you, you know, I don't put them in a position that would endanger them. But as you were telling this, relating this story about people not paying attention, you know, you're trying to get to the hospital, you're flashing your brakes, they're not moving out of the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I understood, and I was sitting here with a half smile on my face because I knew exactly what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, I don't know if you know this about me, but when I was younger, I used to race cars. So it's not like I haven't gone fast. I've gone very fast.
Now, that's something I did not know about you, Mr. Fenton. I mean, I've known you all these years, and I did not know that.
Well, okay. Next time you're in town, I'll show you one of the cars that I used to race. I have it still. It's a 1968 American Motors brand AMX with a 390 four-barrel four-speed. And it was pretty darn fast in its day. As a matter of fact, it won a lot of races. It really did. And you know, I don't do that anymore, but I did when I was a lot younger, and when I was invincible. But you know, I certainly used some of those skills when I was traveling down the interstate at pretty high speeds. But you know, this carelessness thing is everywhere. For example, I wanted to buy some dog food. I wanted to switch brands. We buy a lot of dog food, easily $1,400 worth a year. That was, you know, the last time we checked how much we spent on just dog food. And we have a number of dogs, and they are our protection animals. It's not like we're running a rescue center. They have jobs here at the farm. And you've met all of our dogs. Well, I think that the dog food has changed, and I think it was making the dog sick, so we wanted to change brands. I called the same company that I've been buying dog food from for 10 years. It's MFA. It's the Missouri Farmers Association. It's the cooperative right in our little hamlet where we live. It's a couple miles down the road. And I asked them what dog food. I told them I wanted to switch brands, and we special ordered this particular dog food because we want lamb and rice rather than corn in the dog food. And they special order for us. They certainly know who we are. We've been there for years and years and years, 10 years. And I said, so what do the breeders of dogs, what do they use? And they said, oh, this particular brand. And I said, okay, what else? What are the, you know, what's number two and number three? Well, they could name some brands. And I said, well, which do you sell the most of? And they couldn't tell me. They couldn't tell me. How is that possible? How is it possible to not pay attention to, you know, that we sell more of the green bag or the blue bag or the red bag or the orange bag or the yellow bag? How is it possible not to know these things when you're in the business of selling these things? The reason, in my opinion, is because we've lost the passion. We've lost that, and now what we do is we have a job. We just go to work, and we hate our jobs.
Go through the motion.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I have got your
take? When you go to DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, John Stattmiller is with us, and we're talking about carelessness and inattention. And, John, let me share with you what happened when I arrived at the hospital. This is just more lack of concern. So our two boys were in the vehicle. I was behind the wheel. Mrs. Fennelly was there. My mom was there. And we arrived at the hospital at the emergency room entrance. And I parked right in front in a parking space for emergency room patients. And there was very little activity there, meaning there weren't many people in the emergency room, and it wasn't chaos, as it typically is. And our son is a pretty big boy, and he was able to get my mom. He started getting her out of the car, and I said, okay, bring her in, please. I will go to the front desk and start the process of getting her seen. And a man came out. He was quite attentive. He had a black uniform on, which is the color of Mercy's uniforms, Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. And he had a wheelchair, and I saw to it that he was going to get my mom in a wheelchair and get her in with the assistance of our son. And I ran inside, and I said, my mom is really, really in serious condition. She's coming in right now. And I gave my name and my mom's name. And the woman behind the desk just looked at me. And I said, you know, the equivalent of, can we get this started? Because my mom is really sick, and she needs to be seen right now. And the woman said, I need to see the patient. I said, she's coming in right now. There she is. She's coming through the door. There she is in the wheelchair. Can we get this started? And she said, I need to see the patient. And I described the symptoms. I described that we had called in advance, and she indicated that she just needed to see the patient before she was going to do anything. This was the equivalent, in my opinion, of going to a motor vehicle station where you are in line for a license renewal or registration or something like that, and the person behind the counter is just annoyed that you're in their line. Like, why'd you have to get in my line? You know, I'm sick of seeing all you people. And that was the impression that I got.
Well,
let me
ask you something for clarification here.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm asking is I want to discuss in the next hour some of the reasons why this stuff is going on. Was mm-hmm. she an admitting nurse? Was she triage? Or
well, I don't know. There were two women behind the desk.
Okay.
You have to see these people before anything is done.
Okay. Well, let me go to the point of clarification here because uh-huh. this is important. Well, and that's the question that you have to ask: was she an admitting nurse? Was she triage, or was she just somebody working admissions that was not a nurse? Because what's going to happen? You take your mom into that emergency room. It used to be, mind you, that you showed up in an emergency room. Somebody was right there. Generally a triage nurse that mm-hmm. works that environment. I mean, usually they're type A personality, and they're there. They're all over you like white on rice. That may not be who saw your mother, and they wanted to bring her in, look at her, ask her what insurance you had, so on and so forth. In the meantime, you know your mother needs care, and she needs it right now.
Right. Well, I don't know. I plan on finding out exactly. There were two women there, and what they said was they needed to see the patient. And I said, am I the only one who's concerned here? And this woman said yes.
She actually said...
Let me say that a different way. Am I the only one who's concerned here? And she said yes. For that, I would fire her and the person next to her. And here's why. When you come in and you see someone in a panic and you see that someone's coming in a wheelchair and it doesn't look like a good situation, that's where that type A personality snaps to attention and takes care of the situation. That is exactly the opposite of what I saw. And there's footage of this. They have footage of the inattentive behavior of their staff. And we'll talk about the color of their uniforms. It's black. What's with the black uniforms? They all wear black. All the nurses, the staff wears a black uniform. It's kind of morbid. What are they trying to say? I guess they're trying to say it was good enough for the SS, so it's good enough for us. We'll talk more about that when we come back. John Stadtmiller is with us, and he is the owner of Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and
wellness. A gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.